17 minutes to the hour of 9. You're in time for our Friday feature, which is Plugged In. And you know, today we are talking all things volunteering. Why? Because July is Mandela Month. I'm sure you've heard of things like 67 minutes for Mandela Day, which we dedicate just 67 minutes of your time to serving the community or somebody in need, right? So in the spirit of this iconic figure that has contributed so greatly to the landscape and the people of Southa, and in just the spirit of nation and community building, the CCDU have always endorsed the Mandela Day initiative, whether through education, human rights, or even matters relating to poverty alleviation. So today we speak to CCDU helper, who is Vinoba Krishna. Hi, Vinoba. Welcome to the Main Switch.
Hi. Good morning to you. Good morning, listeners.
So let's start with this idea of volunteering. You know, I was having this conversation off air with my colleagues, and we were talking about how volunteering should be taught actually from a young age. You know, would you say you agree or disagree with this?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. I think, you know, somewhere along the line, we've kind of lost that spirit. Actually, you know, I think globally there's been a decline in terms of just volunteerism as a whole. And so, you know, Madiba or Mandela Day kind of just so highlights the fact, you know, that volunteerism needs to be a, you know, part of the fabric of not just South Africa, but I think each one of us.
Yeah, so, yeah. Truly. Yeah. And just before I talk about volunteering and all of that, why do you think we've lost that essence of volunteering and just giving back to the community?
Look, I think, you know, volunteering is beneficial in so many ways. I think, you know, at a personal level, it gives you a sense of fulfillment, a sense of, you know, achieving something. It gives you a sense of almost completing, you know, of being complete. It's part of our humanness. It's part of our humanity. And so just, you know, aspiring to such a spirit or such a sort of ethos is beneficial for self, but also certainly is beneficial to communities and I think the world over. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, now that leads to my next question, which is why volunteer? Why care to volunteer at all? And you've mentioned some of the things that it's beneficial. Yes?
Look, I think for us as a student community, you know, speaking very specifically to this, I think there are certain skills that volunteering would sort of, you know, give you indirectly, even though you may not, you know, very consciously make the effort to, you know, acquire those skills. So the issues of sort of just networking, you know, being able to connect with other people, I think, you know, and build networks that could.
Oops, seems like we have lost Vinoba. Let's get into finding out what has happened to him. Oopsie. Mr. Jazzy Q and Pasta 99 on that one with VSOP, bringing us to 9 minutes to the hour of 9. We were in the middle of a conversation with Vinoba about volunteering. Let's get back into it. So Vinoba, you were explaining why we should volunteer.
Perfectly. Yeah, apologies for that. But here's the thing. So I was saying, you know, it just, we acquire these skills unconsciously through that the acts of volunteering, and part of it is networking, like I was saying, just building a you know, better relationships with people that could assist in our employability or our sort of careers, etc. It adds to our CV, certainly. You know, many students go out there with the, you know, aspects relating to volunteering work, and I think that just adds to, you know, the fact that well, it gives them a little bit of an advantage or an edge in the workplace. I think also it creates connecting skills, and I think that is useful, so sort of social interactional skills. But I think also when we connect with people, it also helps us to, you know, decrease some of the aspects of isolation and sometimes depression, et cetera, when we are not connected with people. So it certainly contributes to our overall sort of mental health as well. It builds confidence, mm-hmm. self-esteem, those kind of aspects. And I think that they're all useful aspects in terms of volunteering, yeah.
Yeah, and I just as a student or a young person, how can I volunteer with the lockdown in place?
Look, you know, you unfortunately have to be quite creative, right?
Yeah.
I think part of our volunteering is to support the Mandela Day initiatives that are coming up, you know, on the 18th or so. And part of our drive wanting to communicate about volunteering is specifically to work towards Mandela Day as well. So if you go onto their site, you'll find like absolutely, a whole load of creative ideas. But here's a simple thing. You know, it doesn't have to be that extravagant, etc. Just call somebody, pick up a phone, connect with somebody. Somebody might need your support.
Mm.
Say hello to a stranger, man. You know, you don't have to be physically in their presence. Look at things in your community that you can get involved in. Again, within the kind of confines of COVID-19. So it doesn't have to be tremendously extravagant or, face to face either.
Yeah, and just concluding this conversation, Vidoba, where can one volunteer? This is on and off campus.
So, look, one of the things I would say to students particularly, connect with your local schools, back in your communities, wherever you are. There are kids in the schools that might need additional tutoring. You're a student. You have so much of academic knowledge behind you.
Yeah.
Pass that on to another kid that might be struggling a little. And that's just telephonic or, via any of the online platforms. Again, it doesn't have to be face-to-face. So look at your local schools. Look at something within your community. Look at, people within your community, the aged, the disabled, etc., who just might need something. Just make a trip to the shop, just knock on a neighbor's door, just see, if they need something.
Just something.
In your sort of movement to the shops.
Yeah.
On campus, there are tons of stuff as well. The WCCO, the food bank, please see how, you could get involved and support them. There's the FYE Mentors, the first year mentorship program. See how, you could maybe just be a big brother, big sister to a first-year student on campus. At TCDU, we have the JUMP or the Peer Volunteer Program. So certainly there's lots of initiatives on campus that you could get involved in as well. Just go browse the websites of some of the units and departments and certainly you can get involved.
Just do something. All right, Vinoba, thank you so much for having this conversation with us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. It's Vinoba Krishna, who's the HIV program coordinator and advocacy team leader at the CCD unit, talking to us about all things volunteering. If you feel inspired, go ahead and spend your 67 minutes on doing something for the community. In just a bit, the area code will be here to let us know what's happening on the area code today.